Now time for another story from the Mother Road, our series exploring growth and change on the region's first highway, a place with many names.
Highway 99.
The Alaskan Way Tunnel.
Aurora Avenue.
It's the Mother Road of interstate transportation on the West Coast.
This is the story of a neighborhood that desperately needed change. Tequila wanted to turn Highway 99 into a walkable downtown Main Street. But the road had been plagued by crime since the Green River Killer used to pick up victims there in the 1980s. Patrick Sen grew up near the highway.
My mother had this rule that I couldn't be on that side of the street until I got up to the church by the side of the road and then jump over.
Why?
Because of the hotel, motels and the stuff that went on in those motels.
But all that changed on August 27th, 2013.
It was the largest pre-planned law enforcement event in Washington state history.
Joshua McNichols has the story.
Everything had to work perfectly. All 411 people involved had to be in the right places at the right time. The moving trucks had to be rented and brought to the church parking lot. The mayor at the time, Jim Hagerton, could hardly stand the wait.
The people at the city kept pulling me back. Jim, don't get in too big a hurry, because I wanted that to happen so bad. Don't get in too big a hurry. There's some other things going on.
Then U.S. Attorney Jenny Durkin was building a case against the motel owners, and the Tukwila police wanted more time. But public pressure to do something had grown too strong. Then, at 3:30 a.m. on an August morning, police officers disguised as road crews closed off a lane of the highway, and a caravan of moving trucks and police cars snaked along the road and pulled up in front of each of the three motels. Officer Zach Anderson remembers what it looked like when the truck doors opened.
You know, the sheer amount of people, you know, flooding out of the back of those box trucks. I mean, it was like, you know, a tactical clown car with, you know, cops after cops coming out of the back of these trucks.
More than 400 federal agents and local police officers suddenly burst into the Boulevard Motel, the Traveler's Choice Motel, and the Great Bear Motor Inn, all within blocks of each other on International Boulevard in Tukwila.
A lot of people at the city had no idea this was going to happen until the 99th hour.
A wave of officers methodically knocked on every door, gathering evidence and serving warrants. Nobody even tried to flee the scene.
They would have had to have waded through about 50 police officers.
That's Doug Johnson, one of the cops who organized the raid. He says they let the prostitutes go because they were after the management. 22 people were arrested, including the motel owners, whose meticulous records of criminal activities were seized in the raid.
A massive crackdown on drugs and prostitution. Investigators call these motels criminal dens.
Later, then-U.S. Attorney Jenny Durkin explained how one of the motel owners had gotten rich by exploiting a whole pyramid of people beneath him.
In many ways, he did live the American dream, but unfortunately, he built his dream on the backs of the most vulnerable.
I had tears in my eyes, you know. Boy, that was an emotional for me. It was so long overdue.
Beneath the spectacle of the raid, there were countless hours of undercover work and a shift in police tactics that launched Tukwila out of its crime-ridden past and into the future. To understand what changed, let's go back to this stretch of highway in the 1990s. Doug Johnson was just a young cop back then. He says violence was just a part of life on that strip.
And quite honestly, you know, when you're a young officer, maybe that's, you know, gosh, I work a tough area. But after you've been there about 10 years and you're still going to a lot of high volume, dangerous crimes, you're like, I don't seem to be making an impact.
Johnson and other cops got called to the three motels all the time. What they didn't know was that the motel owners were using them. Here's how it worked. The motel owners protected the drug dealers and prostitutes from the police. When the cops came knocking, the motel owners misdirected them. In return, the motels expected protection money. Those who couldn't pay went deep into debt to the motel.
They treated the prostitutes essentially like indentured servants.
When they couldn't pay, the motel reported them to the police. The police would cart off the prostitute, and the motel owners would then raid her room, steal her money and her stuff, and then later they'd ransom her stuff back to her.
They were trying to turn law enforcement into an enforcement arm for a criminal organization.
It was a twist on the classic protection racket, but police didn't figure it out until they went undercover.
It took us years to uncover what they were doing there.
Prostitutes, who hated the motel owners, collaborated with police.
When this started, we were looking at one motel, through investigation, we learned that they were doing this behavior at numerous properties and they were all interrelated. This ownership group was creating this environment for crime to thrive.
Realizing that led to a turning point for how the Tukwila Police Department treated low-level criminals.
There's people behind crime. And to do something proactively about crime, you have to start engaging those people. Sometimes that's help, sometimes that's enforcement. But you have to reintroduce the humanitarian aspect.
Because low-level criminals can also be victims. Three motels were seized in the raid by U.S. Marshals and sold to Tukwila. That marked the beginning of the end for old motels on this strip of highway. Over the last 5 years, the remaining motel owners have been selling their properties. Hari Gadja just sold the Knights Inn to Forterra, which will sell it to the mosque across the street. Gadja knew the motel owners who got caught in the raid.
And I indirectly warned some of those people because they're also from India, and I am from India too. And so I tried to warn them, if you choose certain path, you know your destiny. Just try to stay away from that kind of crowd. But sometimes people listen, sometimes don't.
Tukwila tore the other motels down to the ground, leaving only grassy fields on the side of the highway. City Council member Deshaun Quinn stands in one of those fields. He pulls a hotel key out of his pocket. It's a key that used to open one of the doors at the Spruce Motel.
That room, that door will never be opened again. There's no building there. It's gone.
Quinn was elected on the promise to clean up the highway. The key is his most prized possession.
People cheered the day that those places got boarded up and closed, and they cheered again when they got bulldozed. And they will cheer again once we have a development that comes in that allows the neighborhood to use Tukwila International Boulevard like it should be.
Today, development is slowly reclaiming the territory that so long was ruled by those motels. A new health clinic and hundreds of apartments for seniors mark the north end of an urban renewal area that stretches off towards the light rail station about a mile away. There's still some prostitution in front of a strip club, but the city has plans to get rid of that too. They're going to plop a new police station right down on top of it. In Tukwila, I'm Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.